So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Daily Devotions. My name is Lloyd, and I'm really thankful to be sharing a few thoughts with you this morning. I'm going to be expanding on something that we've been doing in Father's House Jeffreys Bay over the last couple of weeks. It's a series called Salt and Light, and this particular message is one that I'm going to expand on a little bit this coming Sunday when we share the word together. And just as a bit of an introduction, we've been talking about salt and light, this instruction that Jesus gives us to make a kingdom impact in the world around us by living as salt and light, living as these two analogies that Jesus uses in the passage of scripture in Matthew chapter 5. And, that kind of relates to us seasoning the world around us with the gospel and shining the light of the gospel into every area or every sphere of influence that we have. And this morning, I want to elaborate a little bit on the concept of light from this biblical perspective and share something about the nature of that light with you as it relates to this personal relationship, this grace relationship that we have with Jesus, and how that affects how we shine this light in the world. And that's kind of what we've been unpacking is, why is this powerful? How do we do it? And what is the benefit to us in living this way? And so, immediately when we say the word light, when it comes to scripture, we know that the Bible is full of verses that touch on this topic, that speak about the light of Christ and his gospel. For example, Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 12, that I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That's Jesus referring to himself, right? Another well-known one is Psalm 119 that says in verse 105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And perhaps if there are other scriptures that come to mind, you can share them with us in the comments, both on Facebook and YouTube. If there's a verse that you know or that you've referenced that has the word light in it. But the one that I want to share with you this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And this verse has a unique beauty to it that really brought a fresh revelation to me in terms of our calling as believers to live as salt and light in the world. And hopefully it will be meaningful for you too. It's kind of more of a meditation, if you want to put it that way, on a particular verse. So let's have a look at it together. It's from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. And this is what it says. It says, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read that again. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is such a powerful verse, and it's powerful for a few reasons. Firstly, it speaks about God who has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his glory. It is God himself who has given us the knowledge of his Son. It's such a beautiful revelation, and he himself has shone in our hearts, at our into our very core, this deep part of who we are, to reveal to us who Jesus is. And when it comes to God being close to us and being for us, as we read in other passages of scripture, it doesn't get much better and clearer than that, right? That God himself has shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his glory. Secondly, God's glory is also fully revealed. It's fully revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. So we can absolutely, according to this verse, have a one-on-one, a face-to-face relationship with God through his Son. Jesus himself says he is the way, the truth, and the life, right? And it's amazing to just think about this for a second. And there's obviously a lot in this verse which we could spend ages unpacking together. But one thing that I just wanted to also leave with you is that, this whole religious spirit that we kind of speak about in church circles, which really means trying to earn God's affection and favor through what we can do and never really resting in what he's done for us, that religion will kind of say that, we can never quite know God because of that fact. We will forever be striving to catch his attention or sort of get him to notice us in some way, that he's some unattainable being, far and above, human reach. It's kind of that big man upstairs idea. Well, one glance at the scripture really just shatters that idea totally, doesn't it? Because it says, why would God shine in our hearts to give us the knowledge of his Son if he didn't want a personal relationship with us? God wants to know us. He eagerly desires a face-to-face, a personal relationship with us. He is a personal God. And that is such a powerful thing for us just to kind of meditate on and think about this morning together. Because with that truth comes a responsibility on our part to share that light to a world that thinks he's far away. This is why we're talking about living as salt and light. It's not to keep that truth, keep that light in us, but it's to shine that light, that same light that God has spoken in us, to the world around us that thinks he's far away. We have to share, we have to shine the truth that God is loving, that God is intentional, that he wants to pursue and has already pursued an intimate relationship with his people. You know, God is not some far off, distant, distracted, you know, difficult to please being. He is personal. He is loving. And he is intensely focused on us growing in him and knowing him. And secondly, that knowledge of God's glory, it's revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Just think about that for a second. It's in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, one of the big themes that people have been saying, you know, over the last year is that this whole concept of online fatigue. You know, we've had so many online meetings and, you know, Zoom calls and whatever, and we've almost kind of lost a bit of that one-on-one interaction with that one-on-one connection with people that is so valuable. And just look at the scripture. The scripture is saying Jesus is right here. He is wanting to meet us face to face, revealing the fullness of God's glory. And when we see him face to face, we see who we really are also in him. Go and read that 2 Corinthians chapter 4 passage. It is so powerful. It also speaks about having treasure in jars of clay. Some of us might remember that passage as well. But it really just reiterates this idea that we have this heavenly Father, this loving creator, this redeemer that wants a personal face-to-face relationship with us. I think that's so wonderful. And I guess lastly, as we kind of close our conversation this morning, but if you read that scripture again, you will notice in the beginning that it said, God who said, let light shine out of darkness. And there was another place in scripture where God said that. Sure, we know it's Genesis chapter 1, right? God said, let there be light. And when he said that, a new start for the world took place. It was a new beginning. Something brand new happened when God spoke those words, when he said, let there be light. And so when God shines the light of the knowledge of his glory revealed in the face of Jesus Christ to us, he's speaking a new start. He's speaking a new beginning because Jesus is grace. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is love. And in him, we too have a new start in life. And so I guess the questions to ask ourselves this morning when it comes to living as salt and light in the world, how's our face-to-face time doing with Jesus? How's our knowledge of God's glory coming along? Do we perhaps need to let him shine his light in some new area of our lives today? And secondly, when we interact with others, are we in turn letting that light shine from us to reveal to others the glory of God? Not the despair of the world, not the judgment of opinion, not the hopelessness of sin, but the glory of God that says you are his and today can be a brand new start for you. So I hope that encouraged you this morning as you really consider this wonderful instruction that we have from scripture and this wonderful promise, this amazing truth that God has revealed the knowledge of his glory in the face of his son, Jesus Christ, and that into the very deepest parts of who we are, into our hearts, so that we might know him and live from that place and shine his light into the world around us. So let's take a moment to pray together before we go on with the rest of our day. So Lord, thank you that you are just so personal. You are so committed to us, Father. You are so gracious. And we thank you that you have made a loving relationship with you possible through your son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we seek you today. We ask that you would draw us ever closer by the light of your gospel. Thank you that your glory is seen in the face of Jesus Christ, your son. And we submit ourselves to humbly following him all the days of our lives. Teach us by your spirit to shine that same light we have received to others in an authentic way that helps them and that reveals to them the truth that God, you are for us and you want an intimate relationship with your children. And all of this we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.